Last Thursday, there was great celebration at the RDI Hub in Killorglin as it marked its third anniversary, but there were also plans announced for its expansion. So it's to open 15 new desks along with a state-of-the-art digital media lab. Well, I caught up with CEO of the RDI Hub, Liam Cronin, and I started by asking him to tell us about the expansion plans.
Today is all about phase two of the RDI Hub. So we're going to be adding an extra 50 desks around the hub. We're adding a digital media lab, and we're also going to be adding extra office space. So it's actually going to bring us from 81 desks in the space up to 153. So we've already got the plans in place, and we're working with facilities to kind of put the plan in place. And it's needed because we're currently at 70 members. So we've really expanded a lot in the last 12 months. You know, once we opened it up to being sector agnostic, you know, we've got 50 companies in here now. You know, we announced today that those 50 companies have created 250 technology jobs over the last 3 years. They've raised over 200 million in funding, and they've 7.8 million in R&D in the last 12 months. So it's a fantastic day for RDI Hub and for Killorglin.
So the expansion then, say in terms of the desk space, so that'll suit like everyone basically that you suit at the moment, whether it's an individual or a company?
Yeah, so we're continuing with our kind of mixed membership model. So we've opened it up to individuals and to companies, to startups, scale-ups, SMEs, corporates. And I suppose our common denominator always is we're a co-innovation space. So it's all about bringing in companies to create new, and individuals to create new products and services and technology jobs in Kerry. So that's what we'll be looking for going forward, is adding those kind of individuals around the hub. As I said, being sector agnostic now, we've a lot of very interesting companies coming in, and they're all supporting each other, and they're all kind of having those serendipitous moments where they're coming together to collaborate, to support each other. And we see more of that happening going forward. And we continue to have a great collaboration with our partners, with FEXCO, with Munster Technological University and Kerry County Council. So that's very strong, and Enterprise Ireland supporting us. So it's a great day, and it's fantastic news that we're expanding and going forward with phase two of the plan.
And those figures are amazing about the number of people working here, the number of jobs that have been created, the revenue out of those companies. And all in 3 years, where I know it was mentioned today, the C word, COVID, took over a lot of that, and I suppose really thwarted the plans that you would have had originally for the RDI Hub. So, I mean, you've really developed that model, that hybrid model of online and being in here in the space as well.
Yeah, like, so everything we do, I suppose, around events is hybrid. So, you know, I think, you know, COVID in some ways created an amazing opportunity, because pre-COVID, when we were running an event in Killorglin, we were always thinking we could only have 50 people in the event space. Now we're kind of going, we can have 50 people in the event space and as many as we want online. So some of our events, we'd have 150 people at it. So that's fantastic from the point of view of our event space. It's the same for the programs. I mean, you know, we ran a 6-week design thinking program there before Christmas. 5 of those weeks were online, and then 1 week was face-to-face at the end. And it's the same for some of the NDLC programs we run. And you would have heard earlier on today then the story about Jill Barry, and you know how she had changed her mindset and her partner's mindset and moved to Kerry. So she was, you know, working in Dublin, living in Dublin, you know, coming to Kerry on holidays, then took advantage of the Connected Hubs 3 vouchers last year, worked in the RDI Hub and went, why can't I do this more often? And now she's, you know, she's moved in here to the RDI Hub. She sold her house in Dublin. She's out climbing the Reeks District at the weekend, really taking in the whole wellness element. And all she wants to do is expand her team from here. So like, that's a great story. And, you know, the more of those stories we can get about bringing companies from Dublin, from London, from Europe, from America to base themselves in Killorglin, it'll be happy days, yeah.
And will the expansion mean more jobs for, say, the team itself here in the RDI Hub, given that you're going to have extra desks, you're going to have, say, the media facilities as well?
Yeah, so at the moment, I suppose, within the RDI, there's 8 of us working here, which is great. So we've expanded quite a bit over the last couple of years. We've a couple of things in train in terms of looking at European funding and a couple of other funding opportunities we're looking at within Ireland, which if they land will mean we will have to expand the team. So like, I'd be confident that we'll also be adding some extra people here to the RDI Hub in the next 12 months once some of these funding opportunities land. We had a great opportunity last week, actually. We were invited by the European Commission. We're seen as a European startup village. So we were invited by Commissioner Gabrielle, the Commissioner for Innovation, to come to Brussels and to present to 4 or 5 different commissioners at a startup village event. And again, that's fantastic profile for us as well. And we were on stage with 3 other hubs from Portugal, Greece, and Killorglin on the edge of Europe, telling our story. And that can only lead to good things as well. So yeah, I'd be confident we'll be expanding the team as new members come in. And, you know, hopefully in 12 months' time, you know, we'll have 150 people in here in the hub, and we'll have more employees working for the RDI Hub as well.
And also at the weekend, you were one of a number of Kerry organisations that took home some silverware from
the Digital Business Ireland National Digital Awards.
Will you tell us about that and what you won?
Yeah, so we won Business Hub of the Year last Friday up in the Gibson Hotel, which was a really proud moment for us. And I suppose, you know, it's one thing having an impact to some of the metrics we're working at, but when other people are giving you awards, you know you're doing something right. Like, you know, so like, I suppose it's fantastic to get recognised that way. I mean, there was over 500 entries for the Digital Media Awards last Friday, and we were one of five hubs that was selected, and we won the award, which was fantastic. I was talking to a few of the judges afterwards just to get a sense of what they really liked about our submission, and what was very key was the breadth of the offering. So they mentioned that other hubs that had submitted were very much focused maybe on space or on programs, but we had that breadth through those five pillars in terms of, you know, offering programs, offering space, offering the R&D collaboration, you know, building on the regional strengths, and then being through our events, helping companies to scale and grow. So that five pillar approach that we've always had is still shining through. And I think that's certainly helping us. And, you know, the great thing now, Mary, is we're no longer talking about that. We're actually doing it. You know, we've real tangible examples of how we're backing up each one of those pillars. And that was key to winning that award. And look, hopefully it's only the start of more awards, because look, when Kerry people go to Dublin, they come back with the trophy, as you know.
That's right. And finally, Liam, of course, if there's anyone listening who is interested in the order, I hope that the website is the best place to make contact.
Yeah, 100%. There's a link up there where you can apply for space, you know, either desk space or event space. But feel free to reach out to me or any of the team, liam.cronin@rdihub. My email address, so happy to engage and happy to support. And look, if anybody wants to come in, see the hub, see the space, like, don't be a stranger. We're part of the community. Like, we're here for the community. We want to show the hub off. We want to engage. So, yeah. By all means, engage.
Liam Cronin there, CEO of the RDI Hub in Killorglin, talking about their expansion plans and about how things have gone there for the past 3 years, as it marked its anniversary last week.